It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. Welcome back, Funnel Hackers. This is going to be crazy. This is a topic that has been on my mind a ton recently, and I think it's an important concept and a principle for anybody who is looking at growing long-term wealth inside of a funnel, inside of a business, to really understand. So realize that typically one of the main things we spend a lot of our time and energy talking about are all this whole front-end funnel, where we talk a ton about a break-even funnel. And the two metrics we really look at is the cost to acquire versus what our average cart value is. And so on a break-even funnel, the cost to acquire a customer is the same or less than your average cart value. And anytime you get into that situation, what you find is you actually have, you are acquiring customers long-term for free. And it has really been one of the biggest benefits and one of the biggest abilities that we have had here at ClickFunnels to be able to grow a SaaS company to over $100 million without any private funding. Now, I get asked all the time by private equity, growth equity, VCs. It's not uncommon where I'll get at least a phone call a week or email or something from one of them wanting to jump on a call, find out what we're doing, how we're doing. Again, we are not selling. That's not the point of this at all. But I love having the conversations. I glean so much information from them because they're out there and they're dealing with SaaS companies. They're dealing with companies typically who have hit a stride where they're making profit, but they're trying to raise money. And for us, it's been an issue where we've really tried to avoid at all costs raising any capital. I'm a huge believer in the, as far as an entrepreneur, your main focus is you need to be able to build a business that can sustain and support itself without having to bring on real capital, unless you're in a very, very high cash infusion type of business like anything that you'd find as far as biotech or something like that. That'd be a little bit different. But realize that if you're out there selling a product, your profit should be able to help you scale and build your business. And because of that, we spend a lot of our time with front-end funnels. With Russell, we have both his .com secrets book, his expert secrets book. One of the biggest ones right now is our One Funnel Away Challenge. And we have a ton of different front-end funnels. And it's really probably one of Russell's greatest strengths is his ability to create a ton of different front-end funnels. I'm sure at the same time, it's one of the biggest frustrations we have inside of our marketing agency here because a lot of them get frustrated thinking, oh my gosh. In fact, I was talking with John recently who runs a lot of our traffic and said his whole thing was, you know, Russell, if I could get in a situation to where all I really need to do was only have two new funnels a year. And Russell's like, a year? Are you kidding me? He goes, yeah, I would love just to be able to take those and really spend my time split testing and perfecting those funnels. And it was interesting because that conversation led into another conversation I had with one of these growth equity guys who was asking a ton about, you know, what's your cost to acquire a customer? Now, that's a very typical conversation we have with a lot of any type of business. If you're watching Shark Tank, Mark Cuban, one of his favorite questions, or Kevin O'Leary, his whole thing is, you know, what's it cost for you to acquire a customer? Where are you getting your customers from? Now, realize that your cost to acquire a customer, that is going to be factored in and based on your ad spend. It's going to be factored in based on what other types of sources you have to bring that customer in the front door. Typically, in a business like ClickFunnels, if you were to go out and create a SaaS company, we would probably be in the neighborhood of anywhere from about $135 to about $150 to acquire a customer. Now, for us, there was absolutely no way in the world we could have spent that kind of money. We didn't have it when we first started ClickFunnels. And as you take a look at a business that is built on recurring revenue, so if you have a membership stream, a membership site or something like that, where the typical membership site is a 3 to 4 month member. So if you have a product or service that you're selling a membership site with, and let's say it's $47 a month, you're going to find that your lifetime value of that customer will range anywhere from about $150 to $200. And so you then really take a look and say, okay, what's your cost to acquire a customer? And since that's your primary business, you want to make sure that you're typically spending less than a month's worth of revenue to acquire a customer. If you can break even in that first month, then it's you've got, you know, 3 months for free. Now, realize that as I was having these conversations with a couple of these growth equity guys recently, the typical conversations always come up as far as what your cost to acquire a customer. We went through that and said, you know, actually, we acquire our customers for free. And they're like, how in the world can you acquire a customer for free? And so I went through and I explained the whole concept of our front-end book funnel, where it's not uncommon for us to spend anywhere from $20 to $25 to sell to get someone into and acquire a .com secrets copy or expert secrets copy, realizing our average cart value typically ranges anywhere from $32 to $38. So we then actually make money on our ad spend. They were just blown away by that concept. They're like, there's no way in the world. If that's true, you guys actually could grow this thing indefinitely without any money. And I'm like, that's exactly what's happened and we don't need it. And they're like, well, tell me then, if that's what your cost to acquire a customer is, what is your cost to retain a customer? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, if you're really getting your customers for free, how much does it cost you to keep them? And I have now been spending a ton of my time and my energy with Todd and a couple others on the team really looking at churn and looking at our real big issue here is what's the cost to retain a customer? And the reason I want to pose this to you is if you take a look at your business, one of the biggest opportunities for growth in any business is to focus more on the retention than it is on the acquisition. So for a lot of businesses, you will spend all your time and energy just trying to bring people in the front door. And you forget that once you have a customer, what is your opportunity cost of losing that customer? Or in other words, what is your cost to retain that customer? So for us, you're going to see a lot of things take place over the next 90 days on things that we are going to be doing to reduce our costs to retain a customer. Because if you take a look at kind of the metrics here, again, realize whatever business you're in, you should, first of all, the first metric you need to know is what is your cost to acquire a customer? Now, once you know what that is, and whether that's $20, $100, $200, whatever that dollar amount is, isn't as important as the very next metric, and that is your cost to retain a customer. In other words, if you can be in a situation to where your cost to retain a customer is less than your cost to acquire a customer, you now have the opportunity of experiencing basically negative churn. But more important than that is the ability to actually grow your business indefinitely based on retention. Another way of looking at it is if you were to ask yourself, where would my business be now if I'd never lost any of my customers? And I look at ClickFunnels where we've had literally almost a million people have come in through a funnel, one or two of our funnels over the last 5 years. And in doing that, we have 92,000, almost 93,000 customers. And I sit back and think, where'd we go wrong? What could we have done to actually retain that customer? Because let's just say that our cost to acquire a customer is $140. If we were to spend $140 to acquire a customer, what if we were able to spend $70 or $50 to retain a customer an extra month? What does that do for our revenues? But more importantly, what's it do for the customer value? And as you start looking at the longer your customers stay with you, and again, realize if you're in an e-commerce business and it's a one-off product, then one of the things you got to take a look at is what's it cost for me? What's my cost to either acquire a customer or what's my cost to get a customer to buy my next product? And again, if you can get in a situation where your cost to have them buy your next product is less than your cost to acquire a new customer, that's where your focus needs to be on. And we're spending a lot of our time and our energy right now trying to find out what exactly are our costs to retain a customer. So for us, some of the things we take a look at, like on the front end, as far as cost to acquire a customer, it's typically what are our traffic costs, what are our ad costs, what's our ROAS, or as far as what's our return on our ad spend. When we're looking now at our cost to retain a customer, here now all of a sudden we're looking at what's our cost from a support standpoint. What's the average ticket cost for us from support? How many tickets does a typical person have? If you've got a membership site and you can get them to go past one more month, what are some of the stick strategies you can look at to actually get them to stay an extra month? What does that do to your revenue? What's that do to your profitability long-term? I know some of the stick strategies, Alex Mandozian had a product years ago referred to as stick strategies. And some of those things were, you know, prior to, if you know that a person leaves after the fourth month, some of the things that we've seen are customer appreciation packets that get sent out at the end of month between the next billing cycle to make sure that they then get value out of that. And so then you would say, my cost to retain that customer one more month, it may have been, you know, $15 to send out a t-shirt. But in doing that, I retained that customer an extra month and they paid an extra, you know, $40 or $50 or $100. The reason I want to have you start thinking this direction is so often, and especially in the information marketing business, we get kind of spoiled as far as bringing people in the front end. And we have these massive, huge front end funnels. The problem is we're forgetting about the importance of the lifetime value of that customer and extending that lifetime value. And more importantly, of providing such a high, great customer service that your customers now start talking to their friends and other people about your product or service, because that now becomes a free customer. And now your cost to acquire that customer is actually what your cost to retain the customer was. In other words, just by retaining that extra month, they then spoke to their friends about it and you acquired a new customer for free, which then extends the opportunity and the lifetime value of a new customer as well. So I know I'm kind of talking about a ton of different acronyms and metrics here, but realize in any business, once you get to the point to where you understand what your cost to acquire a customer is, the very next thing you really need to start looking at is what's your cost to retain that customer. And really dive deep and to find out what are the different things that help a customer stay longer. What are the types of things that improve the customer experience so much that they actually start bringing you referrals for free? Or what is the things that they need to do to acquire or purchase that next product or to ascend up the next ladder and next step in your value ladder? So realize as you spend time looking at your business, looking at your funnel, first and foremost, identify what is your cost to acquire a customer, what's your average cart value. Try to set up a break-even funnel or at least know how far you've got to go before you do break even. What is your ROAS as far as what's your return on your ad spend? All those are the first things you need to be paying attention to. Once you have those metrics, the very next metric you need to start focusing in on is now what is my cost to retain a customer? So we start basically massaging both ends of that spectrum where if I can start decreasing my cost to acquire a customer, and at the same time, if I can get my cost to retain a customer less than my cost to acquire a customer, I can then have a much longer cycle, much more longevity with my customer experience. And those are some of the main things you're going to see taking place over the next couple of months here with ClickFunnels as we approach our fifth anniversary, which is coming up September 23rd of 2019. I can't even believe it. It'll be 5 years old. But one of the biggest issues we're looking at right now is what is our cost to retain a customer? And what are the things that we can do to help people stick longer, stay longer, have a greater experience with ClickFunnels and with our not only our product and our service, but some things you're going to see is we're going to start tossing a ton of added value. And what I mean by that is things that typically other companies would charge for, we are actually going to start giving away for free, all in the attempt to retain a customer and to help that customer ascend up our value ladder as well. So pay attention to some of the things you see roll out over the next 60 days here. And more importantly, take a look at your own business and identify what's your cost to acquire a customer, what's your cost as far as your average cart value, what's your return on ad spend, and then from that, dive deep into finding out what is your cost to retain a customer. Spend time focusing on that, and you'll see added profits, added value to your customer, and a much more successful business in the long-term scale. Have an amazing day. Again, if you guys haven't participated or are not aware of our One Funnel Away Challenge, by all means, go check it out at onefunnelaway.com. This is where we literally take you for 30 days, hold your hand, and go through with Russell giving you the 10,000-foot level. Julie comes in and kind of gives you a 1,000-foot level slot of, you know, breaking things down into very easy processes. And then most importantly, Stephen comes in on a daily basis and gives you action items on every single day, holding your hand, making sure those things get done. So please take the time, sign up for the One Funnel Away Challenge. If you've already gone through it once, go through it again. Our whole focus is using the One Funnel Away Challenge to really get people up to a six-figure business. That's the idea behind that, is our One Funnel Away Challenge should be able to get you up into that six-figure range. And then from there, we've got a whole bunch of other tools and things we're going to be rolling out September 23rd is our 5th anniversary, and you're going to love seeing all the cool stuff we got rolling out to you. Have an amazing day. Wish you all the best in your business, and remember, you're just one funnel away. All right, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others, take a picture of this and post on Instagram, tag us in it, tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are, and most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.